Welcome. I'm Anastasia Glova, bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Full and edited versions of our podcasts are available on our website at www.cato.org. Although the fighting has subsided, the fragile UN-brokered ceasefire in Lebanon continues to worry leaders on both sides hoping for a peaceful resolution to the conflict. Cato's research fellow in foreign policy studies, Jonathan Clark, contemplates the next steps in dealing with Hezbollah and terrorism in the Middle East. Is the word terrorist a useful way to describe Hezbollah?
Clearly captures some aspects of Hezbollah, shooting missiles into territory, unguided missiles, not knowing where they're going to land and expecting them to land in civilian population, clearly counts as terrorists. But I think the clear point is to call Hezbollah a terrorist organization is not to capture the totality of what it is. It is part and parcel of the Lebanese society. It came into being as a genuinely Shia resistance movement to Israeli occupation of Lebanese territory for nearly 20 years from 1980. It provides services, it provides education, it provides welfare. It is supported, it attracts significant support, democratic support, from among Lebanese Shia population of nearly 40% of the total Lebanese population. It has 14 members in parliament. It has two cabinet ministers. So I think to say it is a terrorist movement and simply to leave it at that doesn't really, in fact, provide us with a very useful description of what this organization is about. We have to see it in a larger context.
Is it possible to wage war on Hezbollah without, in effect, waging war on the Lebanese?
Well, in as much as Hezbollah does represent this very significant portion of Lebanese society, the Shias, who are traditionally in Lebanese society, the dispossessed, the poor, the disadvantaged. To attack Hezbollah is in fact to attack this large segment of the Lebanese population. So I think very quickly, and I think this is exactly what the Israelis found in during their air campaign, very quickly you find that you are in fact attacking a much more broad segment of the Lebanese society than you think you are by simply saying that you are attacking an organization like Hezbollah. Hezbollah does have genuine popular support, so it is going to be very difficult to say that anybody outside attacking Hezbollah is going to be able to confine its attack to Hezbollah. So I think, in a sense, the answer to the question is that if you do go after Hezbollah inside Lebanon, you are likely to be attacking the Lebanese state as a whole, and I think that's exactly what has happened during the past month.
Then how do you root it out?
I think the key thing is, in fact, to change the question here. What we're trying to say is, how does one engage Hezbollah into the political process and to marginalize those who depend upon terrorism to achieve Hezbollah's end? Now, there are plenty of precedents for that around the world, of which the classic precedent is Northern Ireland and the separation of the political wing of the Irish nationalist movement Sinn Féin from the Irish Republican Army. Very similar situation as applies today in Lebanon. So I think the key here is to try and work with the people who are Hezbollah's political representatives. There are plenty of them, and there's quite a good track record of Hezbollah working, including with the Israelis, in quite conventional terms of political dialogue, political give and take. What you need to do is to empower that wing of Hezbollah, and so gradually that wing becomes the ascendant wing of the organization, and those who are carrying arms and use violence and terrorism to achieve their aims are squeezed to the margin. It's a long-term process. There are plenty of steps forward and then steps back. But I think that's got to be the mindset. So the rooting it out is the wrong way to put it. What you're trying to do is trying to empower the political element and trying to disenfranchise the terrorists.
Wouldn't including Hezbollah in the democratic system in Lebanon only serve to legitimize its ends?
My point is that Hezbollah is, in a sense, already a legitimate part of Lebanese democratic society. It takes part in elections. It has members in the Lebanese Assembly. It has cabinet ministers. So I think it is already, it's a bit like Hamas in the Palestinian Authority, it is part of the legitimate Lebanese political process. What we need to do is to recognize that aspect of it, the people who are participating in the broad political dialogue, who see what it means to have to take responsibility for a country. What you must try and root out is allowing Hezbollah to act as a sort of autonomous unit inside the Lebanese state. That is an illegitimate function, and that is the one that must be shoved to the side. But to say that Hezbollah is somehow an illegitimate addition to a foreign addition, as it were, to Lebanon, I think gets the question quite back to front and won't, in fact, enable us to make progress in integrating the Shia community, which, as I say, is about 40% of Lebanon's 4 million people, into the mainstream democratic process. And that has got to be the key. Otherwise, we see more decades of violence and terrorism ahead of us.
This has been Cato Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening.